From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Japan's deputy foreign minister describes the efforts to free a Japanese journalist held by the so-called Islamic State group as being in a state of deadlock. The whereabouts of veteran war reporter Kenji Goto are not clear, but his fate has been linked to a Jordanian fighter pilot who was also being held by Islamic State. A deadline for the two men's execution has passed without word on either of them. More than 100 people in New Orleans have been arrested after a six-month investigation aimed at the drug trade in one neighborhood. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the crackdown comes as the city tries to stop an increase in violent crime.
Federal and local law enforcement agencies arrested 111 people in raids starting at dawn in eastern New Orleans. Officials say more than $1 million worth of drugs, property, and weapons were seized. The Drug Enforcement Administration led the effort, assisted by New Orleans police, the FBI, and state parole and probation officers. The operation began in July after numerous drug-related shootings and killings in the area. New Orleans police are under pressure from residents to stop violence that spread across the city, including the French Quarter, now packed with Mardi Gras visitors. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
There may be another ethnic category from which to choose on the 2020 census form. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates says the Bureau is considering a change to allow people from the Middle East and North Africa to identify as Arab American.
The new category has a name, MENA, which stands for the Middle East North African designation that could be added to give Arab Americans greater political clout and access to public funding. Currently, the census classifies Arab Americans, who would make up the majority of the new designation, as white by default. Some Arab American groups have been pressing for the proposed category for several years. The new classification, they say, could include Arab minorities such as Berbers and Kurds. The government has asked for public comment on the possible change in advance of holding focus groups with Arab Americans planned for later this year. The last day for public comment is February 2nd. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.
Mitt Romney says it's time for the next generation of Republican leaders.
After putting considerable thought into making another run for president, I've decided it's best to give other leaders in the party the opportunity to become our next nominee.
Romney speaking there during a conference call with supporters, even though he said he believes he could win the GOP nomination for president in 2016. Romney also acknowledged it would have been a hard fight. The outbreak of measles is still spreading. Officials in California now say there are 91 confirmed cases, of those 58 linked to Disneyland. At least six other states in Mexico have also recorded measles cases. This is NPR News. The women's finals being played right now at the Australian Open Tennis Tournament. Five-time Australian Open champion Serena Williams is taking on Maria Sharapova, the 2008 champion. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is acknowledging that it's been a tough year on himself and the league.
We obviously, as an organization, have gone through adversity, but more importantly, it's been adversity for me.
Goodell spoke to reporters during his annual press conference ahead of tomorrow's Super Bowl. He's come under sharp criticism for the league's response to the domestic violence cases involving players. He said it's been a year of humility and learning. If you're planning a trip to the beach in Southern California, don't be surprised if you see a sea lion pup. Hundreds are washing up along the shore, stranded and starved, and as Danielle Carson reports, they're filling up marine rescue centers.
This is the third year in a row so many sea lions, mostly pups, are left stranded on the beach. Scientists still can't pinpoint the cause. One theory, sea lions aren't finding enough food, and that's forcing nursing mothers to migrate farther out to sea, leaving their young behind for longer periods of time. The Marine Mammal Care Center in San Pedro is swamped. Veterinarian Lauren Palmer says they've rescued 100 sea lions in January alone.
That's a record for our 22-year history. We've never taken in that many animals in January.
Experts say some beachgoers chase the sea lions back into the ocean, but that's the worst thing they can do since the animals are coming ashore to warm up and rest. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.